I have always been very reluctant to preach on Palm Sunday. I've always felt like after hearing the story of our Lord's passion and death, that there are no words that I could say that can stand next to it. And in fact, there aren't. But I feel compelled to offer a brief reflection this morning. Several weeks ago, I had used a line in my homily, and I wish I could remember where I got it. It's not original to me. It could have been in a podcast that I heard, or an article I had read, or maybe even it was from all the way back in days in seminary. I don't know. But in the midst of my homily, I had used this line, and it sort of caught me off guard. And I can't shake it from my thoughts in these last 2 or 3 weeks. I know you've heard it. You're going to hear it again. Christians are not called to be good, but called to be holy. I've been thinking about that line over and over again. And as I've been considering it, especially as we begin Holy Week, thinking about our call to be holy. Everybody's called to be good. It's a call that every human being has according to human nature. To not lie, cheat, or steal, whatever. All of those basic things of virtue and character. Every person's called to that. But you and I, as Christians, we're called to something more. Not just virtue and character and goodness, but true and authentic holiness. The world needs this witness. We need this witness. We need to be holy. From the time of Pilate and Herod and the religious leaders of our Lord's passion, which we just heard, all the way through to today, the world has rejected Christ and Christianity. The world has never taken it seriously. That's not the problem. The problem that we face today, and perhaps in most times in Christian history, is that Christians don't take Christianity seriously enough. There seems to be a contentment many times with the superficial practice of the faith, a ready dispensation from the rigors of the spiritual life, a sense of mediocrity and ease will creep into the spiritual life so easily. And oftentimes we're ready to acquiesce to those moments, forgetting the call that we have to be saints, forgetting that we are not called merely to be good, but to be radically holy, changed from the very root of who we are, that as St. Paul says, the old man will pass away and the new man must take its place. We've been given a particular grace in the sacrament of baptism, but also a vocation, a call, a purpose, a mission to be holy, to be saints. We cannot acquiesce to what the culture and sometimes even the church proposes to us, men in the church propose to us, a simplicity of life, a simplicity of the call, a superficiality and a mediocrity. No. Jesus asks us for something more. He expects something more of us. He wants something more from us. And in fact, he's counting on us to continue his work and his mission and his ministry in the world today. You and me as Christians, we're not called just to be good. We're called to be other Christs in the world. To be beacons of light and hope, and God's mercy. For we ourselves need it in our own souls, and we are called to share that with the world. We're not called to be good, we're called to be holy. We stand on this first day of this Holy Week, a time when God's grace is particularly given to us to seek that conversion and to grow closer to him. In the coming days, we will walk with the Lord on the evening of the Last Supper to the Garden of Gethsemane to keep watch with him on Thursday night, to venerate the cross and to see that cross raised triumphantly on Friday, and to wait with eager anticipation on Saturday for the Lord's resurrection. Each year, this celebration comes back to us again and again, not to celebrate it as some sort of play or act, but as a liturgical ritual that as we remember, those graces are made present to us again. We aren't merely going through motions and reading texts, but mystically and spiritually and sacramentally finding us at the foot of the cross again, in the garden of agony and the triumph of the resurrection. Do not let these days pass by. Do not approach this week with a sense of superficiality or mediocrity, but rather draw near to the Lord. The day of our salvation is at hand. And that salvation is not found in simply being good, but that salvation is found in Christ, who is calling you to great holiness and to be a saint. Our salvation in Christ isn't merely a superficial goodness, but a radical call to holiness and ultimately to be a saint.